91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. The Quinte West mail that was earlier reported missing has been located. Peter Vesterfeldt left his Wilkins Street home in Trenton Sunday morning. He was located earlier this afternoon and returned home safe and sound. Quinte Healthcare is currently operating at a major financial surplus. Corporation spokesperson Susan Rowe says that 8 months into the financial year, Quinte Healthcare is operating at a surplus of $2.7 million. Rowe says that's mainly because of government funding the corporation received this year. But it can't always depend on that money.
Given the financial situation of the province and the fact that we know that the government is looking to do some belt tightening, we don't think that we can expect the same level of increase year over year, and that hospitals are going to have to start doing more with less as we've continued to try and do for the last few years.
Rowe says the government funding Quinte Healthcare received is tied to hospital redevelopment and an expected increase in volume over the next year. Someone got away with a tank full of gas yesterday. Quinte West OPP were called to the Free Flow Gas Bar on Loyalist Parkway last evening for a gas theft. A gray Dodge pickup truck with a large red snowplow in front filled up with $170 worth of gas and left without any attempt to pay. The male who was pumping the gas hit his face with his jacket. No one was able to get the license plate number. Anyone with information about this incident is asked to call Quinte West OPP at 613-392-3561. Loyalist College is preparing to host its second Empty Bowls event. The fundraiser will benefit the 8 collective food banks of the Quinte Regional Food Share Shelter. For $20, guests will get a handcrafted bowl donated by local potters and pottery students. They'll be able to fill that bowl with gourmet soup. Shelter Chair Susan Quinlan says the event is more than just a meal.
It's going to be a nice event. There's 22 vendors there, so we have from handcrafted bowls if you want to buy more stuff, more pottery, or there's handmade candles, there's wood scroll work, there's just about anything, quilts for babies or adults, there's jewelry, there's just about everything there. So it could be a really nice afternoon, have a bowl of soup, stroll around, listen to the music, and support all these local food banks who need your help.
The event takes place this Saturday from 10 to 5 at the Loyalist College cafeteria. The last of three defense lawyers is making his closing arguments today at the Shafia family murder trial in Kingston. The lawyer for 21-year-old Hamed Shafia is disputing the Crown's alleged motive for the murders of Hamed's three sisters and one of his father's two wives. Patrick McCann says the idea that it was an honor killing is preposterous. McCann says Crown evidence from teachers and social workers that the girls were afraid of their father is unreliable. He suggests the girls had a tendency to lie. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
Down under in Australia, the four best male tennis players on the planet will decide who wins the Australian Open, the first Grand Slam tournament of the season. Graham Aggers of the Associated Press has the latest from Melbourne.
Defending champion Novak Djokovic has won through to an Australian Open semi-final showdown with the 4-seed Andy Murray. Their passage into the final four means the top four men's seeds are now into the semi-finals, with, of course, Roger Federer winning through to face Rafael Nadal a day earlier. In women's action, Wimbledon champion Petra Kvitova moved a step closer to her second Grand Slam title, beating the Italian Sara Errani. That set up a semi-final clash with the 4-seed Maria Sharapova. Graham Aggers, Melbourne.
The UFC debut of Canadian bantamweight Mitch Gagnon has been delayed. The Mixed Martial Arts Organization said Gagnon's first fight against American Johnny Bedford has been pulled due to visa issues. The fight was scheduled for Saturday on a televised card in Chicago. The 27-year-old from Sudbury, Ontario, has won 6 straight fights to up his mixed martial arts record to 8 wins and 1 loss. There is Carling Cup soccer being played in England as I speak. English league leaders Manchester City and Liverpool are tied at 1 goal apiece in the second match of the Carling Cup semi-final. Dutch international Nigel de Jong scored in the 31st minute to give City the lead, but Steven Gerrard tied the match from a penalty kick just before halftime. Liverpool leads the 2-game total goal series 2-1 heading into the final 45 minutes. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Rene Rogers with 91X weather.
We may see some snow before the evening's out. Today, mainly cloudy with the temperature staying steady near zero. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this evening and after midnight, a low of minus 7. Thursday, cloudy, rain at times mixed with wet snow beginning late in the evening, high plus 1. Friday, periods of rain, low plus 1, a high of plus 4. Right now it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose De Barros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.